One of my favorite guests here at One Dimitri Radio is this really, really funny, smart, good guy, a guy named Michael Loftus. And we've had him on from time to time because he has wonderful insights about politics and about life in general. And he's this big deal star who's got his own TV show, The Flip Side with Michael Loftus. Now it's starting its third season, very big deal thing in New York City. He's got the Loftus Party website and 101 other things going on. And so I reached out to his PR firm saying, look, I know the guy's very busy and he's got 101 different scheduling issues, but can we get this guy on for, you know, at least a few minutes or so to give us his latest insights about, you know, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and this idiot swimmer and all the stuff going on in the news. And, of course, Hillary being old and feeble and near death and all that kind of stuff. And they said, well, we'll see what we can do because he's pretty damn busy. But as it turned out, we were able to get a little bit of his time here on a Saturday afternoon. We're recording this Saturday afternoon. You have no idea how rare this is, but that's the only time we can get him, so that's when we got him. So, Michael Loftus, welcome back to One Dimitri Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm glad we finally worked it out. It was a struggle, but we did it. Landing a man on the moon.
And bringing him back safely to Earth. That's the other part that people forget. You also got to bring him back safely to Earth. So you've now had this huge move with your career. You've gone from Los Angeles now to New York City, the new studio there. You're going to be starting season three with The Flip Side with Michael Loftus. I want to talk with you about that, but first, I got to ask you about, because now that you're in New York, you're our guy in New York, what the hell is the deal with these naked statues of Donald Trump?
You know what? I really don't know. I mean, someone obviously has too much time on their hands, and they decided to do this as a political statement. I thought it was one statue. It's multiple statues?
It's just bizarre, and he's naked, and it's like, oh, my God, give me eye bleach, you know? Is George Soros behind this, you think?
I don't know, but I'm ready to start a GoFundMe to get somebody to make statues of naked Hillary.
Nice.
Let's just do it. Let's get those out there, right? And just put them right next to the – put it right next to the naked Donald Trump. I mean, hey, it's freedom of speech. It's a political statement. Let's be equal about this. Let's be fair and balanced.
You know, Michael, I think you've just hit on something that would give you a tremendous amount of free publicity there for your show. I'm dead serious. I really I think you should actually do
either.
This.
If I had the time and the wherewithal, I would totally make a naked Hillary statue. But I'd totally do it like she'd be so smoking hot, right?
No. God, no. You've got to see her in her
pool. You got to zing. Everybody thinks you're going to do like some horrible, horrible thing, but I would like base her like Jenna Jameson, and it would be like the official Democratic National Committee sponsored naked statue of Hillary Clinton.
Well, could you at least have her have really weird eyes, that whole weird eye thing that she does because of her brain injury? Could you at least do that?
It would be great. Yeah, I'd use her face. Did you see that GIF that somebody put out? Like, she was at the Philadelphia convention, and when they did the balloon drop,
yes,
made that crazy wild eye. It looked like a cow walking down the street in India, you know, and just like, that's the face I would use, but a smoking hot body.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
I don't want to ruin anybody's day.
Yeah.
Right? She should still be totally hot.
I love it. So you're there in New York. A National Review is there. A lot of the big deal Republican insiders are there in New York. Could you please – I'm a libertarian. I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson, and that's just what I do. But could you please help me understand how these establishment Republicans there in New York City, the National Review types, the ones in Manhattan – who go to all the soirees and eat little finger food with their pinkies up in the air and all that? Why is it that they cannot bring themselves to vote for Donald Trump and they would prefer to have Hillary Clinton as president of the United States?
I think it comes down to they make more money by complaining. I have given this a lot of thought. And the National Review and the Bill Kristols of the world and these super intelligent pundits They make more money by complaining. I mean, to me, the choice is very simple. I guess I would qualify myself as a libertarian as well, as an independent guy. I'm going to vote for whoever I think is the best, given the current scenario. But I don't see how having Hillary be the president benefits anyone unless you're in the business of complaining. Like my TV show, The Flip Side, I honestly want to offer solutions. I think that's the problem with the right, with the whole conservative movement. They're such downers.
All right. Well, before we get to that, okay. And it was a very nice segue into the shameless plug for your show, which we will get to. And by the way, bravo! It was a beautiful segue. But let's get back to this because I don't understand what you said. How do they make more money when people are complaining? Like with the National Review, how does that happen?
You write articles about Hillary's current policy in the Middle East is blah blah blah, and you sell ad space and you try. There is a huge industry. It's like what was the show that Tucker Carlson used to do? The Crossfire show.
Yeah.
You remember when John Stewart famously went on there and went like, please shut up, please stop. You're not helping. You're just mindless robots going at one another with you're just arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there is a certain segment of the population that I think can make a lot of money off of that.
And you think a lot of the
National
insiders?
Review being one of them.
Yeah.
Oh yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And the Wall Street people, anybody, like, listen, Donald Trump, say what you will, say, pro, con, whatever, he's a private citizen. And just from the Woolman ice rink story, from the 80s, when he built that ice rink in New York, when the city couldn't do it and the state couldn't do it and it was over budget, let's get a guy like that in there to say, why not? Why can't we do this? Government is insanely bloated. I just want less government.
Yeah, but the Republican insiders, they keep saying about how it's so important to have a Republican in the White House because of the Supreme Court, because not only do you got the Scalia opening now, but, a lot of these other older ones are going to be dying off in the next term, realistically, some of them are going to probably be dying off. It's a wonder that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is still alive, actually. And yet they're willing to give that up because they don't like Donald Trump. Even though they understand that if Hillary gets in and she puts her liberal, appointees in, including, by the way, I wouldn't be surprised if she nominated Barack Obama as Supreme Court Justice, then that's like the next 30, 50 years, game, set, match. I mean, surely they understand this.
I have to think so, too. That's why it's just so baffling. It's just so completely baffling. You know what's at stake. You know what's at risk. But yet you still can't find the wherewithal to vote for Donald Trump. I really, for a fact, this Hillary's been in public service and making money. Like, you cannot make money as a politician unless you're crooked. You can't. It's impossible, right?
Yep.
And she has done very well. And then after the DNC leaks, we know that the entire system is corrupt. It's just corrupt from top to bottom. Yet they're like, never Trump, never Donald. Like, what do they think is going to happen? And like this whole, I don't trust Donald Trump with the nuclear code. Do they understand that the launch button for the nukes, like, isn't underneath his pillow? You just don't get to press that button willy-nilly. I honestly don't understand it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you can't trust Donald Trump with a nuke, but you can't trust Hillary Clinton even with an email. I mean, it makes no sense. It's like this parallel universe. It's like bizarro world. I don't understand this. Now,
I don't understand it either.
Guys like you
and my other libertarian friends who are like, I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson. I get it, right? I get it. Now, the question for you, my friend, and for the other libertarians are like, what are you going to do the day after the election to further the libertarian cause? I'm all for, like, let's beef up the Libertarian Party, and I'm willing to do that and help as much as I can the day after I cast my vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, so you have made up your mind then after all. Okay, because earlier in the interview, you left it kind of open. But no, you're voting for Trump, which is fine, which is fine. Back to this WikiLeaks thing that you brought up here. What was the one, was there one smoking gun, clear-cut thing with the WikiLeaks leaks of all the DNC stuff that caused you to smack your forehead, go, oh, my God, I can't believe this?
It was actually several. There was like three in a row. There was a weird confluence of events. The first one was how Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC, they appeared to just be leading around the show Meet the Press by the nose. Like, we all kind of suspected it. We all suspected that like Meet the Press was just a totally pro-liberal agenda.
Of course, yeah.
You know,
Chuck Todd is just, might as well just have knee pads and all that. I mean, yes, absolutely.
Right. But this was proof. This was actual proof. All right, so now I'm not wearing a tinfoil hat. I don't need my tinfoil hat because I have proof. So there was that. Then there was also the Jake Tapper one and the CNN leak. There was proof. Then there was the
morning
show.
Slow down. What was the Jake Tapper one now?
There were several emails going back and forth about Jake Tapper and his lines of questioning and how they wanted to get the questions vetted before people would appear on CNN on his show.
And he actually showed them what the questions were going to be?
Oh, absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and then there was the Politico one, where a reporter from Politico agreed to send the article that he had written into the DNC to get it approved before he printed it so he could get an interview with Hillary Clinton after his questions were pre-approved.
Jeez.
I mean, it was striking how it was like the state-sponsored candidate. Hillary Clinton is the official candidate of the Democrats. I mean, like, they're going to control the media. They're going to control the message. And then as the story is breaking, I was very, because I'm living on the East Coast now. I'm in a better time zone, right, in terms of just mass media.
Sure.
I'm on Twitter as this is happening, and I'm just shocked, completely shocked. And it's the number one trending topic, the DNC leaks, the number one trending topic. And then it simply disappeared. Twitter made the hashtag disappear.
Yep.
And I am not kidding you, guys. Dora the Explorer started trending. And that shook me to my core.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Twitter's useless. I mean, they're banning Milo. Jack Dorsey is an idiot. And they've ruined Twitter. They really have. I don't even look at the trends anymore, what's trending, because I know it's all a lie. You don't see Trump there anymore or anything like that. It's all a lie. It's just it's so awful.
And that's what put me over the top. I'm like, we can't allow this to stand.
Yeah.
We can't. We cannot allow the official state-sponsored candidate to dole out the official state-sponsored media message to get people. And it's criminal.
It's criminal,
and it's completely un-American. And if people are okay, like friends of mine were like, they couldn't believe I was freaking out about this. But I had Cheryl Atkinson on the very first season of The Flip Side. And she told this story about how 60 Minutes handed the election to Barack Obama. And,
yep,
like, no one cares. No one cares. And, like, listen, I will be a lonely, lonely man, but this is tyranny. It's like it's out of a science fiction book.
Orwell. It really is Orwellian. I mean, you know, they control the government controls the in fact, the media, the establishment media and the government have morphed into one. And the best example of that, the thing that I hate more than anything, and I tell people about this all the time, if you want to understand how there is no difference between the establishment media and the government, that they have morphed into one, horrendous words are failing me now. Just look at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. There it is. There it is in all its unapologetic glory. There it is. You got all the media elites. You got all the big government people, and they're all inbred there together. And it sickens me. It just sickens me. Anyway.
Yeah. So that was the tipping point for me as well. And like, you know, I have liberal friends, and when you bring it up, they just kind of shrug their shoulders and they go, well, that's how it always. And here's the other thing that, like, really, and there's not a lot of jokes here.
Oh, lovely, great.
It is so intensely frightening. But, like, you're like, wow, do you honestly want to live in a country? Like, right now it's working for Democrats. You know, like, they were okay with the IRS thing because it wasn't targeting liberal groups.
Right.
And they're okay with the Democrats controlling the media because it's their person. And they're okay with, you know, Hillary Clinton because it's their person and all this stuff. But should it ever shift, my Lord, they'd be freaking out. And
yep.
I'm like, I really, really, really want my Democratic friends to be outraged about. And then they point to Fox News. And I'm like, hey, you guys, it's a chicken and the egg thing. It's a Fox News isn't here because, you know, some giant fat bureaucrat was sitting in an ivory tower. No, it's like people woke up and they're like, wow, NBC is the left, ABC is the left, CBS is the left. So that's what made Fox News.
Sure.
You had to start that to be the answer. And they go, well, who cares if we have the official state-sponsored media? You guys have Fox News. And I'm like, this is not good for democracy.
You need better
this
friends.
This is not good.
You need better friends, my friend. You need much, much better friends. All right, now, you mentioned about the media and all that. I want to get to, you go from the second largest media market, which is Southern California, to the largest, which is New York. Why did you make the move here with your new, not season three now, it's a grand, the premiere of season three of The Flip Side with Michael Loftus. Why did you go from Southern California, where you got all the movie stars, to New York City?
Well, I started working on this situation comedy that was being filmed out in New York. So I'm like, wow. This is great. I can write on this sitcom, and then I can do my show from here as well. And it's crazy, just the politically the difference. There's not a lot of conservatives who are out and openly conservative in L.A. But dude, you drive around New York, you drive around Long Island, and there it's a much better representation of America. It's
really?
Easier to find a studio audience. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I see more like, you know, give me liberty or give me death, bumper stickers. There's a lot more, just in, if bumper stickers were the way people were going to vote, this is a more Republican town.
This is unbelievable. So what's going to happen now with season three? You're on all across the country. What's your distribution system again? I know you're on different cable systems all across the country. How does that work again? It's a little unusual.
I'm on independent stations across the country. We're adding more stations every day. So always just like check your DVR. I'm on this cable channel that I'm really digging called U2 America, Y-O-U-T-O-O America. Maybe not the best name for a station, but it's a great station. I went from being on one night a week. Now it's such a hit, they're putting me on six nights a week. So that is shockingly good, and I'm thrilled about it.
What?
And also, I'm on the...
Wait, slow down. You buried the lead. You're going to do six live shows a week?
No. It's a lot of them are going to be repeats, but people need to catch up. They need to catch up with the wonderfulness. So, and then I'm also on Family Entertainment TV. So between Time Warner and Dish and soon DirecTV, there will be no excuse for people not to be able to find the wonderfulness that is The Flip Side.
With Michael Loftus. Well, that's fantastic.
That's right.
So when season three officially starts, or did it officially start?
The end of September.
Right.
I got my hands full with a bunch of stuff right now, but in the next 2 weeks I'll be digging in. And doing some filming. I got some great interviews already.
Who are they? Who?
Oh, my goodness. Michael Steele, former chair of the Republican National Committee. That dude is awesome. Ann Coulter is going to come back and visit the show again.
Nice.
Guy Benson. He's a pundit on Fox all the time. He's got several best-selling books. He's a really, really cool dude and needs to have a bigger voice in the party.
Okay, who else?
Fun people. You know who I'm going to surround myself with? Fun people. I was telling this to Michael Steele when I met him. I'm like, I'm done. Like, I am done with the Bill Crystals of the world.
Yes.
Those guys are irrelevant.
Yep.
They're not adding anything.
Yep.
They are just, they are anchors, and they're dragging us down to the bottom.
Yep.
Like, I want less government. I don't think government has the solution. I think my fellow Americans have the solution. So
you know,
I'm done with the establishment.
You know what you could do? Is try to get an interview with that Bill Crystal candidate, the bald guy who's going to be running in Utah. McMullen, is that his name? Eric McMullen?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Some, I'm sure he's a very nice guy, but he's like Bill Crystal's lackey. And like, who wants to be known as that?
Well, that's
like,
just it.
Really?
That's just it. You interview him and you rip him apart. I think that would be great TV. I think that'd be wonderful.
It's like, how does that make America any better?
Yeah,
like
crazy.
You have a guy that's not even going to be on all the states' ballots. He is there for the sole intention of taking states away from a guy who at least you've got a chance with. With Hillary Clinton, it's a sure thing. Life gets worse.
Yep.
Life gets worse with Hillary Clinton. Now, I tell you what, there's a chance that Donald Trump is a vampire with really good makeup. I don't know. But at least there's a chance. You've got a chance of improving your life and making government a little bit smaller. Why wouldn't you roll the dice on that? Donald Trump's speech when he was in Milwaukee the other night, and he was talking about like 50 years of the war on poverty and the unemployment rate in the black communities and the crime in the communities. And he's like, hey, seriously, you've tried this for the last 50 some years. What do you got to lose by voting for me? And I'm like, that's awesome. That is awesome.
No question. Speaking of black, the unblackening of American TV with Larry Wilmore, who had taken over the slot of Stephen Colbert back when Colbert had a career at Comedy Central. The show ended. The Larry Wilmore show ended. A black guy, a lot of black issues. Any thoughts on that?
You know what? Larry Wilmore is a very funny guy. I've never met him, but I've only heard great things. Here's the problem. I think, just this is just me as a comedian talking, I don't think Americans like to be lectured to about race. I don't think Americans like to be lectured to. Americans like to be inspired.
Yep.
We like to race. You know, when the Olympics were in Nazi Germany, we were like, hey, let's put out the best athletes we know how to, you know, that we've got in America. And we were like, what? And we shocked the world and we sent Jesse Owens. And he represented our country and he whooped butt and he did it in front of a bunch of Nazis. And that's awesome. That's great. Actions speak louder than words. But when you start lecturing Americans about race, we just kind of, the knee-jerk reaction is like, who do you think you are? Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that why we have a country? Because like England was taxing us and not letting us vote, and we were like, "Who do you think you are?" No,
yeah.
Like we don't like to be told what to do.
You know, I really tried to like that show because Larry Wilmore is he's you know, bright, he's articulate, blah blah blah, and he was a special correspondent when Jon Stewart had the Daily Show. Back when it was watchable. We'll get to Trevor Noah in just a bit. But I started watching or tried to watch Larry Wilmore's show, and every friggin' time I tuned in, it was the same, you know, black America this, black America that. And that would be okay if it was funny, if it was entertaining, if it was, you know, some entertaining. I want to be entertained. I don't care about your politics. I disagree with a lot of Jon Stewart's politics. Stephen Colbert's as well. I mean, they're unapologetic liberals, and I'm a libertarian, but it didn't matter to me because they were both very entertaining shows, and I wanted Larry Wilmore to have an entertaining show, and it was friggin' unwatchable. It's like, oh, dude, serious. I can watch Travis, whatever the hell his name is, Smiley.
Smiley.
Yeah, I could watch that. It'd be pretty much the same thing. It's like, oh, shut up. God, shut up. It's a shame. It really is. Now, I know my sources tell me that you're also good friends with another version of Larry Wilmore, except the South African version, which is Trevor Noah. How much longer do you think Comedy Central is going to put up with Trevor Noah's ridiculously bad ratings, ridiculously bad show, because they're doing pretty much the same thing that Larry Wilmore did. It's friggin' unwatchable. How long do you think before they get rid of him too?
You know what? I don't know. I'd have to look at the ratings on that. I've been so busy. I haven't gone to. There's a great website called TV by the Numbers, and they have the ratings for all this. I don't know how bad it is. I don't know how bad Larry Wilmore got, but I don't think you want to. I don't think they'd want to fire Trevor before the election, right? You don't want to switch. You don't want to switch up. But I have to imagine this. I have to imagine that John Stewart's phone is ringing like every hour on the hour with insane offers. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if that dude came back to The Daily Show?
If he had the right writers, because that's the other thing with John Stewart. The few times, which is really, I mean, you may have noticed this, or maybe you disagree, but the few times that John Stewart had been a guest on other shows, whether it was when he was on that CNN thing a while back or on Fox News or a couple of others, you know, he came across as kind of mean and not all that funny. And I thought to myself, you know, he might be in that perfect sweet spot with that show, The Daily Show, because he's got incredible writers and great supporting cast, and everything works right. But when you took him out of that element, you saw a different Jon Stewart, and he wasn't anywhere near as likable and nowhere near as funny. Now, was that just me, or did you notice the same thing?
I don't know. I saw his recent clip on the Stephen Colbert show on CBS, and he was railing on Sean Hannity. Like, he just came out and just started railing on Sean Hannity, and the place went crazy. This is what I find so incredibly interesting about this. You know, if I was a Martian, right? If I was a Martian and I was just looking at, you know, American politics as an outsider and talking to my Martian buddies about it, every tactic that they accuse Donald Trump of is the tactic they use.
Sure.
Like, they accuse Donald Trump of being a Nazi. And if you look how Adolf Hitler came to power, it was like by totally berating and threatening his political opponents to get him out of the race. So anybody who supports Donald Trump is evil and must be shut down. And like Sean Hannity's been very loud in his support for Donald Trump. Ergo, they're saying that Hannity is a brown shirt Nazi. While they are the ones like throwing rocks and garbage at Donald Trump supporters.
And
they're
literally
like trying to publicly shame people for supporting their political candidate, which is like, wait a minute, how can Trump be the Nazi if you're the ones using Nazi tactics?
And it wasn't even funny.
No. But I tell you what, but the place went crazy. Thunderous applause. And then again, you have to take yourself like, what if that was me out there? What if that was me out there on Stephen Colbert talking about how horrible, Morning Joe is for supporting Hillary Clinton?
Yep.
Boy, I tell you, I'd be lucky to leave that studio with my life.
Yeah, it's really bad. God, I could talk with you all day. I really could. I know your time is precious, though. One last thing before I hand you my microphone, because I always give my guests the last word, and you're going to be free to promote the Flip Side with Michael Loftus on better TV stations all across America, and also the Loftus Party website, which is apparently you got some very good news about that. But how do I say this? Now I lost my train of thought. Can you friggin' believe this? Can you believe this? I had this great thought, and I'm trying to give you a work in a couple of plugs here for you, and now it's like, oh, God, what was I going to say? Oh, God, what was it? All right, well, look, I'll probably remember after this. So tell you what, let me just hand you my Shure SMs. I know. My sources tell me that you are the secret sauce, the big deal success behind the success of Kevin James. Is that true?
I wish. You know who is the secret sauce behind the success of Kevin James?
Who?
Kevin James. That dude is just straight up funny. Like, that guy is just straight up funny. I've worked in television for a long time, and I try to stay away from a lot of, like, when I'm writing on a situation comedy, I try not to watch other situation comedies because I don't want them to influence me.
Right.
You know, it's like
right.
my stand-up.
Right.
I don't like to watch other stand-ups because I like to do my own thing. But boy, oh boy, watching Kevin James do his thing, that dude is a gifted comedian. I mean, that guy's super funny. He's super funny,
and
I hope Americans know they've got a treasure with Kevin James.
And he's super funny because you write a lot of his best lines. That's what my sources tell me.
I wish. I'm trying, man.
All right. All right. Well, look, I always give my guests the last word, and I could not be happier for you with all your successes with The Flip Side with Michael Loftus and the Loftus Party. So let me just give you my Shure SM7B dynamic microphone, and this is your opportunity to speak directly with my listeners here at One Dimitri Radio. Repeat any points that you've already made, bring up new points, and also promote shamelessly anything and everything that you wish. Michael Loftus, my microphone is yours.
Hey, friends of the show, this is Michael Loftus, and I'm inviting you to go to theloftusparty.com. That's going to be your gateway to The Flip Side on television. It's going to be the gateway to the Loftus Party podcast. Here's the deal. Government is not the answer. Whenever the government comes running in saying that they're the answer, grab your wallet and run the other way. I am representing the good, fun-loving people of the right. We are right. We smile more. You are shocked and afraid, and I am laughing because we are awesome. We are legion. Come to theloftusparty.com.
Fantastic. Michael Loftus, always a real treat. And again, thank you for giving us your time here on a Saturday afternoon. Jesus, thank you so much.
I know. This is going to cut way into my cartoon watching.
Well, that was the only time you were free, for heaven's sakes. You're doing 25 different things at once, and continued success with the Flip Side with Michael Loftus. I could not be happier for you. All kidding aside, your success has been magnificent. I could not be happier for you. I'm glad that One Dimitri Radio did, you know, whatever little thing we maybe did to kind of help you along with this. But continued success. We'll get you back on whenever your schedule permits, of course, and I hope you have a great day.
Hey, you too, man. Let's do it again soon.
Thanks to Team GB's amazing success, there's 67 extra prizes to win in the Lotto medal event this Saturday. Prizes for bronze and silver medals, and 27 prizes of £1 million for gold. Anyone can win with the Lotto medal event. Get your ticket today. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 plus.